DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers asked about being sacked four times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I was moving that well. So I think I ran kind of into at least one or two sacks. So I got to do a better job of using my legs. You know, I might be old, but I still feel like I can move around pretty good. And I wasn't moving the way I usually like to move. So I thought the protection was good for the most of the game. There's a couple of fundamental things to clean up. But Pat's, you know, take care of those guys. And I just got to get the ball out.
I thought Aaron Rodgers was the "I'm going to throw my teammates under the bus" guy, right? Isn't that what the whole talk was? The lead up to the Steelers bringing Aaron Rodgers in. Oh boy, is he a bad teammate? Right. Mm-hmm. He throws guys under the bus? I think Rodgers is critical when he needs to be critical.
For sure. And he knows that he's dealing with young players too, though. And I think he is taking on that father figure type of role. Like, I am here to give all my knowledge and my expertise to these young players, because there's going to be a point whenever they come into their own, and I'm going to be sitting in Malibu and watching them on TV because I'll be retired.
Like, yeah.
And be like, you know what? I taught them that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he really cares about that, at least this year. I think he's cared about that in his career with certain players. I'm sure Jordan Love, I mean, you asked him and he said Aaron Rodgers was great. I'm sure that he takes that upon himself to do stuff like that. But I think in this situation particularly, and we'll see if they lose games. We'll see how the reaction is. It's going to be a little bit different maybe. But I think he really does care about, like, hey, like, I want to leave all this with these young players because this is a young roster on offense and young offensive line.
He said the right things. He said the right things going all the way back to his first ever press conference at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. He wants to have fun. He wants to impart his wisdom. And he also mentioned in the press conference yesterday that he has a little bit of back tightness, and that's one of the reasons he didn't move around all that well, which, back tightness, okay. It doesn't sound like a Matthew Stafford situation or anything like that.
It's a sleeping wrong. You know,
yes.
41 years
yes.
old. Oh, man, I slept wrong.
I would love to see Aaron Rodgers listed on the injury report. It just says, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Because I think you're exactly right. He didn't move well, and I'm happy that he owned that. I also don't know that he ran into a couple of sacks. I think one, maybe.
Yep. One.
And it was partially a coverage sack, and I don't think he moved up in the pocket the way that he probably would have liked to, and I think a lack of mobility probably contributed to that. I'll tell you exactly what would have happened if the Steelers lost this game, though, man. That free play they had where he's pointing at Janu, if they lose the game, that's on Get Up, that's on Good Morning Football, and everyone's going, look at this, they weren't on the same page, right. And Aaron's yelling at him. That's just trying to get on the same page. I think we need to be fair in this process, and I think a lot of people locally liked what Ben would do. When Roethlisberger would come out, sometimes he would maybe go a little too far with his criticism of teammates, but I think that's just being hard on guys to get the best out of guys. I think that's what Rodgers does well, but if Rodgers is perturbed by the offensive line, he did not show that yesterday, and I think that's a hurdle that he jumped over in a lot of people's minds. Like, I know I've had some back and forth with Starkey, and I love Joe, where he says, don't give Rodgers credit for just showing up and being a good guy and doing everything we expect everybody to do. Well, I think people haven't expected that out of Aaron.
Right.
And I think people expected the first sign of trouble for Aaron maybe to throw guys under the bus. And while they won the game, there was a lot of trouble on that offensive line, and he didn't do it. And I think if we're going to point it out when it does happen, we need to point it out whenever it doesn't.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.